You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The city of Auburn is known for its rich history, but the arts scene has also been gaining momentum in recent years, and the state is taking notice by supporting the efforts with significant grants. In a two-part series, WAER's Scott Willis reports how art and history literally come together on the west end of the city.
This was the original dining room of the home. So we still have some of the original plasterwork and wallpaper from the 1840s.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
It seems only appropriate that the Cayuga Museum of History is housed in an 1836 mansion, which itself has a long and interesting past. Two prominent families, the Willards and the Cases, lived there for nearly a century. The museum was founded in 1936. Executive Director Kirsten Wise says Dr. Sylvester Willard built an addition for his dispensary and exam room.
We have the full collection from the Cayuga County Medical Society from the 19th century. Yeah, so we have a lot of pretty creepy things. You know, we have Civil War surgery kit right there.
She says it'll be part of a permanent exhibit to go along with the one about Auburn Prison, which dates back more than two centuries. The museum's artifacts touch just about every topic, and Wise points out a collection of mastodon bones to illustrate her point.
It's nice, you know, just to show kind of the scope of the different things that we have in our collection, because our collection is really everything you can possibly think of, from archaeology to textiles to art to, if you name it, we probably have it upstairs.
Patrons interested in art are also likely to make a stop right next door at the Schweinfurth Art Center. Executive Director Donna Lamb sees the two institutions serving as a gateway for a larger arts and entertainment district.
Our vision is to expand our programming so that we could have things happening collaboratively and outdoors.
What's fueling this vision, you might ask? The city of Auburn recently won a $10 million downtown revitalization grant from the state that included a $1.1 million earmark for a West End arts campus.
For many years, we've tossed around the idea of how wonderful it would be if we could connect our properties more so that it would be easier for people to move from one place to another or park in one place and visit both institutions. So this is really a fantastic opportunity for us to take that project on.
Right now, if you come to either of our sites, you park in the back and you look at the back of the buildings. So we just want to make it look more inviting. We would add an entrance over here so that people don't have to walk the whole way around to the front of the building so they could access any of them there.
And the idea is that it becomes a destination where people mm-hmm. can come
spend the whole day,
experience our exhibits or participate in a program.
I'm at the rear of the Schweinfurth Art Center, where most visitors are likely to park. From here, you can easily see the Cayuga Museum of History, as well as the 1850s Carriage House and Case Lab. While they're all very close together, from here it's not all that easy to get to each building. The topography of the sites, combined with the lack of designated walkways, makes it a little bit tricky to get around. Plans call for installing and expanding walkways, adding landscaping, lighting, and signage, and generally making the venues more accessible. The Schweinfurth also received a $250,000 matching state grant to replace its 38-year-old heating and air conditioning system. Donna Lamb says the upgrade will enable them to use the second floor of the museum year-round, which currently lacks adequate ventilation for summer and winter. She plans to use the 5,000-square-foot space for classes, artist workshops, and exhibits. Construction should begin this fall. Meanwhile, the Cayuga Museum has submitted a grant application to begin to stabilize the Case Research Lab. That's where sound was put on film for the first time in the 1920s. Now, all of this is in preparation for what could become an Auburn Arts District, which seems to be gaining momentum thanks to decades of collaboration and, most recently, significant state support. Along with its reputation as history's hometown, Auburn is positioning itself as an arts and culture mecca. Ask Auburn City Clerk Chuck Mason, and he'll tell you everything finally seems to be lining up at the same time for different projects.
The Tubman Home in particular, that dates back to the 1990s. Literally the first time we wrote the letters from the city perspective, we were writing to Daniel Patrick Moynihan and Congressman Amo Houghton at the time. So it's a long time in coming for that project.
Mason has been involved with the Historic and Cultural Sites Commission in some capacity since those early efforts to create a Harriet Tubman National Historical Park. The commission falls under the city clerk's budget, and he provides staff support. Mason says members have always kept the big picture in mind.
We've been doing this for a long time, but one of the reasons why I think everything is coming together now and there's a lot of support for different things is we've always successfully worked together.
The collaboration among institutions and potential economic impact haven't gone unnoticed by New York State. The city of Auburn recently won a $10 million downtown revitalization grant. Some of the money has been earmarked for improvements at the Schweinfurth Art Center and Cayuga Museum of History next door to make those institutions part of a West End arts campus that serves as a gateway to a larger arts district downtown. City Clerk Chuck Mason says the largely grassroots effort got a real boost in the previous decade.
The Auburn Public Theater literally is people that got together 13, 14 years ago, and they took the old Grants Department Store, which was empty in downtown Auburn, and, you know, with a lot of elbow grease and a lot of diligent work to raise money and stuff, they've slowly but surely pieced together what's really the biggest attraction now in downtown Auburn.
When you add the new Equal Rights Heritage Center down the block, the William Seward Museum right next door, and the Tubman National Park a mile south to the mix, you have what might be considered a critical mass of historic and cultural venues. Executive Director of the Schweinfurth Art Center, Donna Lamb, says the more, the better.
By working together, we can help promote all of us to attract more cultural visitors. And we're well aware of the economic advantages of increasing more tourists mm-hmm. and cultural visitors.
What we know is that arts and cultural events are big business for our local economy.
The more cultural attractions we have, the more we're likely to attract restaurants and mm-hmm. brew pubs mm-hmm. and retail outlets, and it all works together.
I've been here for almost 6 years, and I've seen so much growth just since I've been around, and I think that what we have to offer is going to bring people here to the city.
That's Executive Director of the Cayuga Museum of History, Kirsten Wise. She says the state's investment in the Equal Rights Center plus the Downtown Revitalization Grant makes it clear they believe in the culture Auburn has to offer. City Clerk Chuck Mason says there's already been significant public and private investment.
You know, 5 years ago we had zero microbreweries in downtown Auburn. Now we have 3 microbreweries. We have a specialty beer store, a specialty craft beverage store. We have coffee shops now, and all of these things were not in our downtown, you know, 5 to 10 years ago. So there really is a resurgence happening.
Mason feels downtown Auburn is about halfway into its comeback. He credits the dozens of volunteers and the small, underpaid staffs of the institutions for raising resources and making it happen.
It's a long time in coming, but things are finally starting to gel, and things are finally starting to get the attention that they deserve here in downtown Auburn.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.